Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse. Heidi is talking with Larissa on her first day on her new job.
I think Addison is finally asleep.
He sure does cry a lot.
He's been a little restless these past few weeks. Hopefully it's only a stage.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get it.
Thanks.
Dr. Hunt, what are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm here to see Larissa. Do the two of you know each other?
I started working for her today.
Oh, really?
Come in. Larissa's right inside.
Michael, I thought I heard your voice.
Hello, Larissa. You're looking lovely.
Why, thank you.
I see you've hired one of my former interns.
Yes, and she's doing a wonderful job.
She's a good one, so take care of her.
I'll leave you two alone.
So I did well by hiring Heidi, huh? She seems so desperate for a job.
Larissa, you know she's pregnant, right?
Yes, and it's starting to become a little obvious, Michael.
Look, just between us, the baby she's carrying is my grandchild.
What?
It's a long story, Larissa, but with Heidi working here, you may be able to help me with something I've been looking to do. Getting to know my son.
At their apartment, Raven is talking with Mac in their bedroom.
I have some bad news about Matt. The DA is letting him go.
I don't trust him.
I know you don't. And you were right. We should have all listened to you about him.
Something isn't right.
Anyone that would help the woman who kidnapped our baby has a few screws loose, if you ask me.
Rave, don't ever let him in our apartment.
Don't worry, Mac. Matt is not coming near us or Marty again. I just hope I haven't upset you by telling you all this.
It's okay. I have to get back to my life.
I want that more than anything, babe.
At Manhattan Monthly, Blake is working at his desk when Rex walks into his office.
Blake, I hope I'm not interrupting.
Rex, no. No, you're not. Come on in. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to find a replacement for Evelyn. Starting to feel a little like Murphy Brown.
I guess Evelyn had a certain talent for her job, despite her other problems.
Yes, she did. So, what can I do for you?
Perry told me you were back in the office, and I wanted to stop by to say hello. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. It's been a trying time the past few weeks. But I'm not one to feel sorry for myself, so it's time I move on with my life.
And does that include Matt Malone, if it's okay to ask?
As a matter of fact, it doesn't. Matt and I are finished.
I hope you'll reconsider, Blake.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I just knew that you wouldn't see me, and you haven't returned any of my phone calls.
Can you blame me, honestly?
I'll let the two of you talk. But Matt, just so you know, what you did helping Mandy was despicable.
Gee, thanks, Rex. Go ahead, pile it on. It's not like everyone doesn't hate me already.
Then maybe you should think about why that is. Blake, I'll talk to you later.
Matt, we've said all we need to say to each other.
But I love you, Blake. I'm not giving up on you.
Oh, you can do what you want. But I'm moving on with my life, without you.
You couldn't forget me in all those years we were apart. How can you forget me now?
Well, Matt, the thing is that back then, I had fond memories to think about. Now, I don't see the same man I fell in love with.
Of course you don't. Look at my face.
What has that got to do with anything? You know, obviously, you're getting more comfortable with it, being here in this busy building.
I hate being outside. That should show you how much I love and need you.
It shows me nothing. Now, Matt, you can get out of here, or I'll have security remove you. I've wasted enough of my time on you.
At Channel 6, Zoe knocks on Kyle's door and walks in.
Knock, knock.
Zoe, how did you get back here?
I told the receptionist I was your sister.
With that accent? Well, she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Kyle, I came by to ask you a question. Why did you throw those roses away?
What roses?
The roses you were holding when you stopped by the hospital to visit your friend. You threw them in the trash when you left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why would you do something like that?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.